Welcome to Sisterhood Meets Motherhood, the podcast where two goddesses who happen to be related by marriage discuss all things family, purpose, sisterhood, faith, spirituality, and all the other divinely messy parts of womanhood. Every other week, Kendra and Sophie unmask from all the daily roles required of the modern woman to bring you refreshing and truthful conversations that remind you that you are, in fact, never alone on the journey.
Welcome to episode 7. We are already on season 2, and I can't believe we have been like crushing through all these episodes, but today is a super exciting, fun one that we've been wanting to record for a long time, and it's called the Slay Day. So S-L-A-Y, the Slay Day, when you're like rocking things out. So this one was kind of inspired, and I know I would say one of our probably most popular episodes from the first season was the Blah Day, which is those days that you just feel like you're Eeyore, like you're just in this rut and you can't get out of it. And those are normal, right? It's also normal to have slay days and to recognize that like you are accomplishing and getting stuff done. And so we're going to dive into that, some therapy tools, essential oil that works really well with this process, and just kind of have some fun with this one. But before we do that, Sophie, how are you being in this moment?
I'm excited to be here. We've had some time to connect this morning before getting on the recording, and I'm not having a slay day. Like, we've been a little bit sick in our house and just the energy's a little bit low, but it's not a blah day. And I'm excited to talk about just all the ideas around those days where you feel like you're just crushing it and how to really leverage on those days. I think it'll be really, really good. How are you being, Kendra?
I'm excited. It's been quite a while since we got to record. You guys know, like, real life, we kind of batch record. I'm in Europe. I'm currently living in Italy. Sophie's back in Denver, Colorado. So it's like we have to find time in our busy schedules as moms and entrepreneurs to record. And we always want to be like tapped into our full like authenticity to share with you guys. And so it's been a while since we got to record, and I'm so excited. And I get so much joy out of just having this sister time and talking with you. So I'm super pumped. And I also have had kind of a rough start to my day. Well, it's almost nighttime here now since it's already 6 o'clock here in the evening. But I had one of those mornings as a mom where everyone woke up and the little one was throwing up and I just had a headache. And it was like, oh, my husband left today for a road trip for work. And so getting to like change that, go on a walk in the cool, crisp air, and then come back in here. And, you know, I got to connect with Sophie for like an hour and just talk about life and things outside of the podcast that we talk about. And so I'm excited. I'm excited to dive in on this topic, because I'll just jump right in because this is like really fun for me. I'm like the biggest believer in, you know, you're human. You're going to have awesome days and you're going to have hard days. And on those hard days, you can always be like, lay your head down and be like, we're going to try again tomorrow. But you also have days where you rock it. And I think it's really important to tap into that and like own it. Like, I've texted my friend before, like, I'm crushing it today. Like, I got up, kids had French toast, everyone got to school on time. Like, you know, you can like acknowledge yourself when you do have amazing days, because you're going to have good ones, you're going to have bad ones. And so I love the topic of like slay day. And I think of the little emoji of like the little dancer salsa lady. And I love that so much to, just highlight these amazing, good, fun days. And I probably have them, you know, once or twice a week, maybe not all the time. And I think it's a beautiful idea. And I know Sophie's going to talk about this too, of like this roller coaster or kind of pendulum, if you will, of like, you have the good, you have the bad. Don't get too high on the highs. Don't get too low on the lows. But I refer people back all the time to the Blah Day episode when I have a friend that's like, I'm just not feeling it today, or mom life isn't working. And I'm like, you're not alone. Just so you know, like, the Blah Day happens. Like, But tomorrow's a new day. And so I'm excited that now that we're recording this, I have this episode to send on to moms as encouragement of like, yeah, you're going to have this amazing day where you're rocking it out and you're crushing everything and everything's going for you. You know, like you just like think about it, like you're on the freeway and everyone moves out of the way and you're driving. Like you have those kind of days, right? I've also had days where it's like, I start the day and everything, it feels like anything and everything that could go wrong. Like I drop the coffee cup and then this happens and the dog peed on something. And I'm like, what is happening today? Like, you know, so What are your thoughts on the sleigh day, Sophie?
So I think that we have to normalize, especially as women and like with hormonal shifts throughout the months, that we can be connected to the bigger vision and what needs to happen for our family and purpose and trust that we'll get there. And some days we're rocking it and some days we're not. And we have to normalize that and stop wasting energy on like, I'm a bad person or not doing good enough because I have a day that's just a little bit off. And trusting that we're going to have those days where you just crush everything off your to-do list and you feel so accomplished. I've been having a lot of slay days lately because I feel so clear on what needs to happen for my business and for the family. And I feel like I'm just not wasting energy and thought on like what's wrong. Or Kendall too has been, if you've listened to previous episodes, you know that Kendall is Kendra's brother and my husband. We have lots to say about him and those dynamics. He's amazing.
He's so
like, wow, you're like not micromanaging me. It's so nice. Like, I'm just like, you do you. The kids are great. I'm loving our times to connect. And I feel like I've freed up so much energy to just like sit down with my email and my to-do list and also have time for self-care and connection and grounding. We're going to do an episode on that later. And there's just space to kind of finish the day and feel like I've done it. Like, I'm just on it. It's not perfect, but I've done the highest priority tasks, which I'm going to talk a little bit about in the therapy tool. But yeah, what about you, Kendra? What does it feel like for you when you're having a slay day?
I just feel so empowered. And yeah. I love it because I think I reference back the hard days of like, okay, those days were hard, but this is a good day. And so it just keeps your like momentum in life, I guess, because you need that sometimes. Like, you really need to have a day that you crush it and, you know, that you feel like your hair looks good and you feel like you just rocked that business call. Because reality is, we have days where you look in the mirror and you're like, what's happening? And like, oh my gosh, my business is falling apart, or these kids don't listen to me. And then you have the shift of that too, where it's like, oh, but the kids are actually like, there's moments where they say the sweetest things and they're so kind and thoughtful. So yeah, I think for me, it's always in like the realm of motherhood first, that like, you know, I'm rocking the house to-do list, the food, the kids, every sport, but also on the business side of things that I've got to like spend time, because I love my work, quote unquote, but I don't always have time for it. So when I can really get in and get calls going and teach oil classes, like I leave with so much energy. It's like, it doesn't take it away from me. It actually gives me more energy to be able to do it. So those days are such good days, but at the same time, you know, reality is they come and go, but they're good. And I think also creating space for those days, like you can create that environment. And like you said, we're going to talk about grounding, some other techniques and things. And I'll tie in the essential oil as well here about like how you do that. But if you don't mind, I'm actually going to tie that in because it fits in right now. Because the oil that I use on these days, and actually it's one that I try to use often, is Citrus Bliss. And emotionally, it's the oil of creativity. And so sometimes you just got to get out of that funk, or sometimes, you know, things are just flowing and you want to keep it going. So the oil that I love, I just put it on too. This literally would be like orange creamsicle. It's all citrus oils plus vanilla. And real quick, why I love it is like, you know, when you imagine diffusing oils or smelling like citrus oils, you're walking through this, you know, orange filled, if you will. And it's like sunshine and happy, like, you know, you're really rocking it. You're excited. You're happy. It's like olfactory system is like on a high of like, yes, I can do this. So like it's clicking all the good things in your brain for happiness. And so it's a blend of an emotional oil of creativity. It inspires creativity. And it says every soul has a need to create. Citruses and citrus oils bring color and imagination to one's life. and fills the heart with creativity and joy. And so, like I said, it's an oil of citrus oils and vanilla. So it has that little sweet part of life to it, along with all the color and vibrant. And maybe if you're not having as many slay days as you'd like to have, or you need that momentum and stuff to shift, you know, creating habits of manifestation of this, or, you know, diffusing your oils or getting out in sunshine and light and happiness, it's really needed to help create that, you know, because it's not, this is like you wake up, blah, and then you want to make a slay day. We're in control of that too, right? With our mindset, with our, you know, being positive, our positivity of like, okay, I'm going to have a good day today too. You know, it doesn't always go my way, but you do have to set that up a little bit as well, I feel like.
I love it. I love it. Yeah, you can, there's things that you can do to support your nervous system and coming back to a space of like openness and excitement. And you could actually, like, sometimes you're having like a blah day and it's like, today is not the day, but there's actually a lot you can do to shift the state and turn it into more of a slay day. But I want to I want to really set expectations that we shouldn't have slay days every day. Like, we wouldn't be like, we need the time to rest and integrate. And so if a couple of days a week, you really like dive in and get a lot done, you can get where you need to go and you can enjoy those days and expect some days not to feel like it. But I feel like we're going to keep this one quick and short because we want you to feel like you can go slay your day. And if it's not today, tomorrow. But I feel like our biggest reason for sharing this was to like also, after putting the blah day episode out and getting a lot of feedback on that, to also bring that strengths-based perspective that let's also start orienting towards those days when we're just crushing it. So a few ideas that I want to share, and then we'll jump into my therapy tool. And what's cool in these ideas, we're actually just about to record some episodes on these very ideas to expand. So stay tuned the next couple of weeks. The next episode that we're going to record is about mission and staying connected to your bigger mission. My belief is that if you're connected to that mission, you know what it is, you know why you're here, you know where you're going in business and family. It's like the extra noise and the what ifs and the other people's stuff and your mom's voice saying it should be this way and your dad's voice saying it should be this way can clear out a little bit and you can just get it done. The next key piece is staying grounded. Like, I never see a client or have a meeting without at least doing like a quick little grounding. And everyone on my team knows that I like am the queen of, okay, let's ground. Okay, this isn't working. Like, we need to take a second and ground. So we're doing a whole nother episode on grounding and tips and tools around that. But the idea that I wanted to share for today around having the slay day and feeling like you're in a place to just knock out what needs to be done, is the big rock idea. And, I'm reading about it. I actually just pulled up a Forbes magazine article, and, this article is sharing that the origin of the big rocks concept is unknown. Like, it's really, if anyone here has studied business or has a spouse that studied business, it's really a thing that business people talk about. And as I'm expanding in my business, I'm realizing that all of a sudden I'm getting an MBA and I didn't know I was going to get one. So I'm having to learn these ideas. Stephen Covey, I'm sorry if I'm not pronouncing it right, in his book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, he really hones in on this idea of the big rock. And it's the idea that if you are just paying attention to what the one or two big rocks are that need to get done for the day, and you focus on that and you feel accomplished, if that was the only thing, then you can keep moving forward and being clear on your priorities. So like today, my only rock is getting these podcast recordings done in an easeful way with Kendra and getting them uploaded. And if other things get done, that's great. But the idea is that if you focus on all the little rocks and that fills up like your container, there's like no space for the big rock. And then you feel like you'll never get all the little rocks done. So then you feel unaccomplished. So in this article by Forbes magazine, there's just a quick couple paragraph. It says, here's the big rock story as I've heard it most often. An expert on the subject of time management was lecturing to a group of business school students, and to drive home a point, he used an illustration those students will probably never forget. Standing in front of a classroom filled with self-motivated overachievers, he pulled out a 1 gallon wide mouth mason jar and set it on the table. Then he placed a half dozen fist-sized rocks and carefully placed them one at a time into the jar. When the jar was filled to the top and no more rocks would fit, he asked, "Is the jar full?" Everyone in the class said yes. He said, "Really?" He then reached under the table and pulled out a sack of gravel. He slowly began dumping the gravel in, pausing to shake the jar as he did so the gravel could work itself down into the spaces between the big rocks. Then he smiled and asked the group once more, "Is the jar full?" Some of the class were starting to catch on. "Probably not," one of them called out. "Good," he replied. Next, he reached under the table and brought out a bag of sand. He started shaking the sand in, and it sifted down into the spaces between the rocks and the gravel. Once more, he asked the question, "Now is the jar full?" "No," the class shouted. "Excellent," he said. And finally, he grabbed the pitcher of drinking water off the desk and began to pour it in until the jar was filled to the brim. Then he looked at the class and asked, "What is the point of the illustration?" One eager student raised his hand and said, "The point is, no matter how full your schedule is, if you try really hard, you can always fit more things into it." "Nice try," the speaker replied, "but that's not really the point at all. The truth, this little mason jar illustration teaches us, is simple but powerful. If you don't put the big rocks in first, you'll never get them all in at all." So, yeah, I like it.
I love that. And, you know, remember we talked about this previously too. I have heard this in my business years ago. Same thing goes with your calendar. Like if you don't put your rocks in your schedule in your Google Calendar first, you'll fill up your day with all the little sand because you're going to have to do groceries and laundry and this and that and cleaning. But if you don't put your big rocks in for the day, and I love that because I've literally planned my business around the big rocks, like these calls or things happening or kid events that are important to me, whether it's business or life. If you don't put them in, then they're easy to fall apart. But I've never looked at it as, okay, when my big rocks are completed, I'm okay with that. Because I've joked about this before, like I could do 25 things and I still feel like I have 100 more to do because that's life. And that's the world we all live in this busy world. And so I love that concept so much.
Yeah. And just to weave in, because we're also women with families and all the things. It's like, if we get so bogged down in all the sand and the rocks, you just like, you're going to miss the things that matter. So it's so important to know your values, know your big rocks. I feel really clear on mine around business and family. And like, I know that as I grow in business, if I don't connect to Kendall and make time for that, and I just focus on all the little rocks, then I'm not going to be good and happy at home. There's a couples therapist, Esther Perel, and she, one of my mentors was just telling me about one of her quotes. It's like, am I going to mop or am I going to like shut the door and connect with my husband? And it's like, when you do have those little moments, if you're clear on what your big rocks are, then it's like, oh yeah, one of my rocks is like still being an intimate connection with my husband. And that matters for the whole thing to work. And I think the biggest thing I see in women that I know and in myself is we're so focused on the sand and the little rocks and we'll never get them all done. So we just set ourselves up to feel like a failure. And then we miss on big rocks. And then all of a sudden we realize we forgot it. And it doesn't feel good for our business or our family. So that's my idea. Well, not actually my idea, but those ideas feel really true for me in sharing around the Slay Day so we can have them and feel good about them. And if you're focusing on all the little extra to-dos and shoulds, then you won't have the experience of feeling like I slayed the day.
Because maybe you are slaying the day, but you're not recognizing in your mind that that's what's happening because you're so focused on the other to-do list. And so step back, give yourself grace and be like, oh, wait, last week on Wednesday, I actually did do a lot of awesome things. Like there is still more to do, but it's all that perspective shift as well. So I love that. Sophie, how are you going to lead with your heart this week after this episode?
Well, I was thinking about how I have some pride and excitement in that I've pretty much taken my entire to-do list and put it onto my Google Calendar. Like everything that needs to get done has a container. Some of those containers of time are in January or February or March. Like when I look at big picture things that need to happen for my business, like some of those things have like a 5-hour period scheduled into February. But I can relax because I know that like all of the big rocks have a place and some of the little rocks have a place too. Like I even schedule out my movement time. Like sometimes me and Kendall schedule our connection time, like little like intimacy dates, because otherwise there's so much on our plates and there's so much required of us to be in our mission. those things won't happen. So my intention is to actually just trust that I actually have the systems in place to hold me and to hold a bigger mission. And so I really want to try to not get caught up in the little rocks and sand, because it just kind of weighs me down. What about you, Kendra?
I love that so much. The first thing that I'm still like, it's resounding in my head, is when you mentioned that you can't have a slay day every day, because that's called burnout. And so that was a really good reminder of like, I'm going to have slay days, not all the time. So when they do come, I have gratitude for them, but it's okay to be on the other end of that, or just a normal day. We have normal days too, right? But what I'm going to take away from this, and with the rock concept that I love, is like the top three things for that day. Like, what are the three most important things I need to accomplish that day, whether it be for the family, for the business, for life? And then visually, like, check them off, or even on a piece of paper, so that I can feel that accomplishment and completion as well. Because yes, there's times it just feels like it's never ending. I've been joking lately with friends on audios, like, I feel like a nonprofit Uber driver to all the practices with all three boys playing soccer and basketball. And then we have one car here in Italy, and, you know, there's not family around to help, or to like, I don't have friends here that drive and carpool. So it's like, it's all that weight is on me, but it's also okay too. Like, on those busy days, I know that's what it is. And so I'm going to do my
rock and you get it done, then you did it. Like,
exactly. But I need to focus on that too, because sometimes I feel like I need to do all that plus laundry and dishes and everything, and then time with Scott, and then, you know, time to with the kids at night too, to help them calm. I've been loving like putting oils on them and our time with them and whatnot too. But, you know, sometimes it's not even materialistic things you're checking off the list. It's like, it's time with your children, or like you said, intimate time with your husband, or just conversation with people, or taking time to call your grandma. You know, like, those are things that can be, you can rock and you can control and you can slay your day with. So we hope you guys resonate.
One more thing. Like, right before this call, Kendall had called Kendra to say hi. And I was like, okay, I'll get, like, we had just chilled last night, and I usually like to get all the dishes done, but the dishes are all in the sink, but you can't. And this is so privileged because we have a dishwasher. So some people, you know, it's like, the clean dishes were in the dishwasher. And so I was like, okay, I'll empty the dishwasher and then start doing the dishes while you talk to Kendra. And we've been really weaving in this idea of Shabbat in our family, which in the Jewish faith is on Friday night and Saturday. You take a break from like doing and screens and sorting and all the doing to give your mind a break so that you can come back and have the slay day. And here I am recording this episode with you. So obviously we haven't quite integrated it yet, but we're working on it. And so with the spirit of that, he was like, no, like, just like, let that be. Like, in the Jewish faith for Shabbat, you literally don't do it. You don't cook, you don't turn on and off lights, you don't drive, you don't purchase anything. Like, from Friday night to Saturday night, from sundown to sundown, you take a break from all doing. You can pray, you can play games, you can walk outside, you can connect, but you don't do anything. So he was like, no, because we're kind of, you know, we turned our phones off last night. He was like, just like, let that sit. We'll get it tonight, like at the end of the day, like when we're just like, let it kind of be. And it was so nice because it actually freed up space to just connect here, because I wasn't coming off of 20 minutes of having to get the whole kitchen done. And so I really like that idea too, of bringing that wisdom of taking a break from the doing in order to then get the big rocks done.
It's like recharging your battery so that you can have those slay days, you know, because it has to have a recharge and have an energy source in that sense. I love that so much. It's perfect.
Well, thank you so much for listening. Reach out and let us know how you make your slay days happen and how they feel to you. And until next time.
All right. Bye.